There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
5 years ago today, October 10th, or 9th, I guess, 2024, I'll tell you where I was. I was living in Kingstown at a townhouse with my wife and our brand new baby. And I was the only one awake downstairs, and I started screaming at the top of my lungs because Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam to help the Nationals beat the Dodgers in Game 5 of the Division Series. As I'm watching these playoff games like the rest of you are, I'm longing for playoff baseball, and I'm increasingly more annoyed, frustrated, and devastated that the Nats haven't been back in the playoffs since 2019. But we've got an anniversary today, my friend. The Division Series, the fifth game.
It's 5 years ago, man.
And the grand slam in the 10th inning by Howie Kendrick against the Dodgers.
Outfield shades right, infield in all the way around. Turner and Seager on the left side, Hernandez and Muncy on the right. Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
What a call by Jags.
First of all, A+. Second of all, let me take you back, if you don't mind. Bottom nine, Enrique Hernandez, who destroys the Nationals. Thank God they kept him in the yard. Base hit to left field, one out, Will Smith up at bat. Sitting on a pitch, he drills a ball to right field deep. Adam Eaton is sprinting back towards the warning track, towards the wall. The Dodger bench empties onto the field. Arms raised. We got it. We just did it. We just beat him. We're going to the NLCS. Adam Eaton touches the wall, snaps it in, catches it, delivers it back into the infield. Everybody goes back quietly. I thought it was over right then. Next batter, Chris Taylor, hits a ball 247,000 miles an hour to dead center field right at Michael A. Taylor. We go to the 10th. Adam Eaton works a walk off Joe Kelly. Anthony Rendon, of course, hits an absolute piss missile to left field that would have gone out if it had any air on it at all, but it didn't.
Yeah, it doubled off the bottom of the wall.
Juan Soto intentionally walked. You don't want to mess with Juan Soto. Howie Kendrick, bases drunk, nobody out. I'm going, if there's ever a time, Howie Kendrick, who struggled early in the series, was punting balls around in the field like he'd never put a glove on before. Why not Howie Kendrick, the veteran who used to play in L.A., swings at a first pitch slider, rolls over a ground ball foul. I'm going, oh my God, he's going to hit into a double play. This is the worst case scenario. What are we doing? Fastball down and in off the plate. Lower, below his knees. He gets it out to center field. I'm going, okay, maybe it's deep enough for a sack fly. There's Freddie Prinze Jr., a.k.a. Cody Bellinger, turning back on his horse, running backwards. Disbelief gives way to joy. I have never, as a sports fan, screamed that loud in my life. Yep. That's the moment to me that everything changed.
I rewatched that 8th, 9th, and 10th inning, you know, in spurts with Clary today before the show. Because the 8th inning, people sleep. Washington was down by 2 runs, 3-1. And so many times in the past in October, you've had your heart broken as a Nats fan and as a DC sports fan because the team just didn't come up with hits, didn't come up with runs, couldn't score. And in that situation, down 3-1, Anthony Rendon hits a home run off Clayton Kershaw to lead off the inning. And then the next pitch, Juan Soto at 20 years old, crushes a
just
ball.
Just a nuke.
Complete no-doubter to right center field to tie the game 3-3. Kershaw drops down onto his knees in disbelief and despair on the mound, staring at the ground because once again, this future Hall of Famer who at that time had no positive recollections of playoff baseball had been gotten. They immediately come out and get him. Dave Roberts yanks the ball out of his hand. Kershaw goes, and every other shot the rest of the game was Kershaw staring on in disbelief after the Kendrick
just Eli Manning facing in the dugout.
3-3. Back-to-back home runs. Then they go to the 9th. You referenced what happened when the Dodgers almost walked it off. And then in the 10th, the inning that led to the Kendrick Grand Slam changing the world. But, you know, for me, that the hit against the Brewers was kind of my reckoning that this is different, that this thing can actually happen. But that's when you knew they're a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
They are a juggernaut.
Yeah, this was the one to me.
This is a magical carpet ride.
They had been the hit against the Brewers was amazing. I'm not knocking it, but we're comparing like epic moments, you know, like so. It's we're making our own Mount Rushmore here. That was to get to where they'd been, and they got to that place again where there's a winner take all game, and you just have that pit in your stomach where you're going, is it going to happen again? Are we going to get Dodgered again?
Totally. Here's my argument though. The feeling being in the ballpark that I had had so many times before, in the Cubs series, mm-hmm. in the Cardinal series, in a Game 5, certainly, and namely, the worst was the Dodger series previously, that feeling of being in the ballpark all night waiting for the big hit, the Giants series I would throw in there from way back in 14, and the hit never came. It's like being on a deserted island thinking every time the airplane light is flying overhead that maybe this one's going to see me.
Passenger looks out and sees you.
Maybe once this helicopter is going to stop and hover and go, oh my God, they saw me. And every time you're going, he might get a hit. Nope, he might get a hit. You do that for 9 innings and then you score once and you lose, right? That's mm-hmm. what happened year after year after year. And the Milwaukee game, same vibe, same feel. And they punch through with that inning, and it's bedlam in the ballpark at home. So that's why I put that one like higher for me. But it doesn't change the fact that my screams, again, baby upstairs, yep. wife asleep. And my wife knew what had happened, so it wasn't like she was upset, but screaming at the top of my lungs. In fact, Clary showed us a video today of him at his house. His dad's in the living room. He's laying in his own bed. He didn't want to watch the game with his dad for some reason, which is odd. We'll cover that another time. But he starts screaming in a way that you would have thought someone was stabbing him. I mean, and he's running around his house. It's a great video.
It's a great video.
We try to pull the audio, but it's on Snapchat from like 8 updates ago. So
yeah, it's tough. And I convinced myself during that postseason run that when the Nationals were on the road, we would only win if I was watching the game in my bedroom.
Makes sense. You gotta pull those covers up. Yeah,
we won. It was great.
So that's why your dad, because on the video, you can hear your dad like in the other room going, come on, get a hit, Howie.
Exactly.
Get a hit. And Clary, little Clary is sitting this 19-year-old, probably Ryan Clary.
Yep. 19 years old then.
Laying in his bed watching the game. And then you jump up screaming and run out to the room.
There's a big gap. Like as soon as Howie made contact, and I knew off the bat that it was gone. And my life changed.
5 years ago today.
5 years, man.
Andrew's in Stafford. What's up, Andrew? Andrew, you will get nothing.
Andrew.
And you will like it.
Disappointing.
Very much so. I wonder how that happens, because he's still on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So, like, what is he hearing when we go to him? And
so I always wonder about that. Sometimes I actually spoke to somebody who said they called us once and something was happening in their life at that moment, so they hit mute. And then they forgot that they'd muted themselves. And they're sitting there going, hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. And we're not responding. And nothing happens. And then it's over.
That or he hates us. One of the two.
It could be that. It could be that he's like, I like them enough to call them, but I give them the silent treatment because I hate their guts.
The question on the call screener that made me want to pick it up before we moved on was, he wanted to ask, did you scream louder after the Howie home run or after the Kuzi goal?
Howie home run. And because the Kuzi goal wasn't instantaneous in terms of viewing. So if you remember it, you couldn't see the puck live. Now, people right behind the goalie in Pittsburgh saw it, and they headed for the exits.
He went five hole, you're right, and it was kind of like he started reacting, like skating off, but it was not an easy it beat him moment.
Yeah, so there's a delay, and you're sitting there going, did he? Like, so what happened was my buddy, who I watched these games with, goes, he saved it. And then I said, no, he didn't. And then we're sort of sitting there in disbelief, and we all hugged and went nuts, but that instantaneous, I'm thinking it's a sack fly, and you can see the ball, and it's beyond the wall.
Yeah.
That primal, euphoric scream I haven't had.
The grand slam is also, there's something about that.
Yes, there is.
It gives you a little more juice. That's hard to say. My reaction for Kuzi was wilder. I ran around. I was hugging people. I was kind of squealing, I would describe it as. I was definitely screaming.
I laughed a lot. Like, you know what I mean? I just sort of was like nervously cackling.
For Howie, I was by myself, which is different. And I was top of my lungs yelling. So I probably screamed louder for Howie, but my reaction was more like if it's on camera for both, better for Kuzi, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that was this like, finally. That I just sank down to just relief and then drank scotch.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.